This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Fairland Senior Care. Patient first name is Wardell, W-A-R-D-E-L-L. Last name is Alfa, A-L-F-A-W. Date of birth is 6/15/1953. Date of evaluation is 6/14/2022. HPI history page complaints, psychiatric evaluation requested for management of schizophrenia and depression and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 68 years old male who was admitted here on 5/25/2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of partial intestinal obstruction, anemia, diabetes, schizophrenia, seizures. History of CVA, COPD, urinary tract infection, history of encephalopathy, syncope, non-ST elevation, myocardial infarction. Patient is somewhat of a poor historian. He was seen by our service at this facility in 2017. He reports that he lived with his brother. He thought it's June 15th, 2022, but knew that that's his birthday. When asked who the current president is, he stated, quote, "Reagan is no more the president," unquote. He does seem to show impairment of short-term memory. In the past, he had stated that he used to go to Lincoln Behavioral Health and was on Haldol Decanoid 150 milligram IM every 4 weeks. He has a history of alcohol and cannabis abuse. He denied any persistent feelings of sadness and denied any auditory visual hallucinations. He was admitted here on mirtazapine 15 milligram HS and haloperidol 2 milligram twice a day. He denied any suicidal ideation, intent or plans. He denied any hypomanic or manic symptoms. No history of PTSD. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported, gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genital urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, non-reported, neurologic, forgetfulness, psychiatric endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. History follow-up at Lincoln Behavioral Health, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, not known, prior history of psychiatric hospitalization, yes. Next paragraph, prior history of suicide attempts, denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, never married. Patient reports that he has a brother. Current education, 8th grade. Current employment, he reports that he did some kind of construction work. Next paragraph, under history is elaborate. Medical history, see medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history, see chart for details. Family history, not available. Tobacco history, denied. Alcohol history, past history of alcohol abuse, drug abuse history, history of cannabis abuse. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, mirtazapine 15 mg HS, Haldol 2 mg twice a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 124/74, pulse 76, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general somewhat disheveled demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech, soft, mood, euthymic, effort constricted, thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, no suicidal, homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbances, denied, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, memory recent, impaired attention, concentration, poor fundamental knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep and appetite, sleep normal, appetite poor, under assessment plans, undifferentiated schizophrenia, F20.3, plans continue, haloperidol as prescribed. Number two, major depressive disorder, unspecified F32.9. Major depressive disorder, single episode, unspecified F32.9. Plans continue, mirtazapine, which could improve mood, sleep, appetite, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Peer notify our service any persistent mood changes. Period, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities. Peer will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative check. Common side effects of antipsychotics. Mirtazapine risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.